calling my name. Says he's teaching me a lesson, gonna send me out to work in the rain. Dig that ditch, boy, chop that corn, I gotta make you understand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after the Vatican says he suffered a prolonged asthma attack while being treated for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. He needed a blood transfusion. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
In many situations, we can see a drop in blood counts, such as with platelets, which is what our blood uses to form clots, and red blood cells or anemia, which those are the part of our blood that carries oxygen, which is why the Pope needed a transfusion. Now, this can be caused from an infection, from medications, or from underlying medical conditions.
Being told by management not to respond to Elon Musk's latest email, civilian employees of the Defense Department, NASA Space Agency, FBI, National Institutes of Health. Musk requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week, and that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. California Governor Newsom asking Congress to approve billions in wildfire recovery aid. This is ABC News. A big sell-off on Wall Street Friday amid renewed concern about mortgage rates. ABC's Phil Lipoff.
According to the National Association of Realtors, sales of previously owned homes fell nearly 5%. The average home for sale in the last month spent 41 days on the market. That's the longest period since January of 2020. Inventory so lean, it's putting pressure on many Americans' wallet, with the average price of a home at an all-time high for January.
Ongoing negotiations between the U.S. and Ukraine over its war with Russia. Trump administration demanding access to Ukraine's valuable natural resources as payment for military aid. ABC's Patrick Reval in Kyiv.
A senior Ukrainian official has told us that Ukraine has proposed to pay the U.S. $100 billion, but that same official telling us that President Zelensky will never sign a deal that, quote, robs the country without providing any security guarantees.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The forecast today calling for highs to be in the lower 40s, southeast winds of around 10, mostly cloudy, some isolated flurries possible early, but more sunshine in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and lows of 29, southwest winds of 10. Monday, highs near 50 and partly sunny, and Tuesday, partly cloudy with a 50% chance of light rain showers by late evening, could mix with some wet snow at night, highs in the mid-40s. With winds out of the southwest at 2, it is 18 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern Gospel as we count down the top 20 songs that will appear on the March issue of the Singing News magazine.
And we want to see people change. We want to see people's lives changed. And one of the greatest things we hear so often is the anointing of the music.
Plus, we'll debut two new releases that have just been sent to radio.
The weird thing is I hear the verses in 4-4 and I hear the chorus in 3-4. Is that weird? She said, yeah, but you're weird.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
At number 20, we kick things off with the hit songs, who rise 33 spots on the chart with a big anthem called We Still Believe.
There is a truth that never changes, but it sure changes lives. It's been proclaimed down through the ages, stood the test of time. It's the rock on which our faith stands. We can be certain of the hope we know. It's the rock on which our faith stands. We will declare it again. We still believe in the power of Jesus. We still believe in the old rugged cross. He conquered death.
Project Hallelujah, the Hissogs with We Still Believe at number 20.
Hi, friends. My name is Richard Hissong, and you're listening to my friend Roddy Bauckham right here on the Gospel Greats.
The number 19 song comes from the Perrys. Libby intros the group.
We've got Dayton Gay. He's been here a while, and he is from Brownsville, Tennessee. And then we have, of course, Jared. He's been here since he was 2 weeks old, and he sings bass. And then our baritone singer is Jason Gordon. He's from Charlotte, North Carolina. He's been here a little over a year. So, and I'm Libby.
Their new album is called Long, Long Road, and the debut single is at number 19, You Can't Hurry God.
You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Trust Him and believe. No matter how long it takes, He's a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there, so don't you worry. Well, He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time.
Old Job was sick so long until the flesh fell from his bones. His cattle, land, and children, everything that he had was gone.
He said, "You put these afflictions on me. Why don't you come on and see about me?" Well, He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time.
You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Trust Him and believe. No matter how long it takes, He's the God that you can't hurry. He'll be there, so don't you worry. Well, He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time.
Oh, Daniel was a man of prayer. They tried to take his life. He knew everything would be all right.
He said, "For God I will, for God I'll die. Gonna serve the Lord with all my might." They may not come when you want Him, but it'll be on time.
You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Trust in Him, call on Him, no matter how long it takes. He's a God that you can hurry. He'll be there, so don't you worry. Well, He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time. He may not come when you want Him. He may not come when you want Him. He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time. Oh, He'll be on time.
At number 19, the Perrys with You Can't Hurry God. At number 18, Legacy 5 climbs onto the chart. Tenor singer and songwriter Lee Black tells us about the song.
Scott told us this story on the bus one morning of a church in the early days of Legacy 5. He said they pulled up and the bus was literally bigger than the church building. And I think the pastor saw the shocked looks on their faces when they got off the bus, and he said, "Don't worry, it's bigger on the inside." And when I heard that phrase, my songwriter antenna went up. It really is amazing to me that our infinite God allows Himself to come into our little bitty worship spaces. even the smallest country church. So that's where that song came from. It might look small on the outside, but it must be bigger on the inside, because all of heaven fits in there.
That's Lee Black, and here's Legacy 5 with Bigger on the Inside at number 18.
On the corner of South Mount Pleasant and Chestnut Street, that's where the salt of the earth and this town go to meet. If you're not looking for it, you'll probably drive right by it. Ain't much to write home about, kinda small on the outside, but it must be bigger on the inside, 'cause it holds so much love. If you need a touch of grace in your life, it's got more than enough.
From the outside, it's just a little bitty church, white siding, one story, kind of boring, no stained grass anywhere.
But it must be bigger on the inside, 'cause all of heaven fits in.
God Almighty stooped so low that the holy would mingle with such common folk. The pews are old and creaking, the altar so threadbare, but every Sunday morning he shows up.
Song on the Singing News chart, that's Legacy 5 with Bigger on the Inside. The countdown continues in just a moment. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. Jim and Melissa Brady are back on the chart with another single from their project, Ever Faithful. Melissa says that when it comes to their relationship, opposites attract.
We've had people ask, and they go, oh, you and Jim are very different in that he likes to watch football. I like to read books. I listen to music softly. He loves to listen to it really, really loud. And so that might be a surprise to some people. But I think other than that, I think we're kind of like an open book of just, we love each other. We love God. We love music. And that's what it all comes down to.
Here's Jim and Melissa on the same page with their single covered at number 17.
Every fault, every mistake, my past regrets, and all the messes I've made, every wrong, every sinful sin has been totally forgiven, completely erased. I'm covered by, covered by, covered by the blood. I've been set free, been washed clean in the overwhelming flood. I'm covered by, covered by, covered by the blood. I've been sanctified, justified. My love I can't deny. It's the precious blood of Jesus that I'm covered by.
Number 17, Jim and Melissa Brady with Covered. At number 16, Amber Epinette Saunders talks about the new single for 11th Hour.
This is such a fun song to sing every night, and this song was written by myself and two friends of mine, Kenna West and Jason Cox, and it's just a great reminder that no matter how low you've gotten, you're never too far, that the Lord can't reach down and pick you back up. And I'm just so thankful that we have a firm foundation when it comes to Jesus Christ.
That's Amber Epinette Saunders, and here's 11th Hour with Rock Bottom at number 16.
Have you ever been down, down, down? Ever been so far down, you had to reach back to touch the ground. Have you ever been low, low, low? And all you had to hold was a single thread of hope.
Well, I've been in there too.
And let me tell you, there's good news. There's air.
That's 11th Hour at number 16. Falling back from number 4 last month, the Irwins come in at number 15 with a song from their album Life Story. Katie's out front on Red Words.
When it's been one of those days, I don't know what to do or say. I find my hiding place in the red words. It's where God speaks truth to me and tells me what I need every time I read the red words.
Let not your heart be troubled. I've overcome the world.
I'll read them over again.
Bad Words. That's the Irwins at number 15. The countdown continues in a moment. Plus, we'll enjoy a countdown bonus cut from the Isaacs. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
It's 18 degrees at a minute before 6:30 here on this Sunday morning. A busy day today. Coming up, if you haven't made breakfast plans yet, the Blue River Fire and Rescue Pancake Breakfast is being held. That's from 8 until noon, being held at the Blue River Community Building. They'd love to see you there. Also, the Richland County Sheriff's Department is hosting the Cosmic Canine Pin Tap Fundraiser today, starting at 11 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The 9-Pin Tap Tournament Fundraiser will consist of teams of up to 4 people with a buy-in of $100 per team. There will be payouts to the top 3 team series scores, as well as overall individual series. There will also be a 50-50 raffle and bucket raffles. Should be a great time.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We're up to number 14. In the past few years, the Tribute Quartet has been paying tribute to some classic quartet numbers. See if you recognize this classic quartet.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, all aboard, let's go to Atlanta, come on, let's go to Atlanta, where milk and honey flow, come on, come on, come on.
That's the Lefevers featuring the legendary Rex Neyland. Ian Owens is in the spotlight on the Tribute Quartet version at number 14. Come on, let's go to that land.
Let's go to that land.
Come on, let's go to that land.
Where the milk and honey flow. Come on.
Come on.
Hour 14, the Tribute Quartet, and Come On, Let's Go to That Land. Before we press on to number 13, let's enjoy a countdown bonus cut. The Isaacs have just released a praise and worship album. Becky, Sonia, Ben, and Lily all had a hand in writing the title track, More Than a Hollow Hallelujah.
Know the words, but my heart isn't singing the song. I see the reflection of who you have called me to be. My worship's the vessel that pulls me out to the deep. I'm ready. Please pour
More Than a Hollow Hallelujah, the Isaacs with a countdown bonus cut. Hope you enjoyed that. At number 13, we're back to the countdown with the Down East Boys, who have a new bass singer, Brandon Berry. Let's get to know him with Brandon Berry Fun Facts.
A couple things you may or may not know about me. I probably right out the gate is I'm a huge Tennessee Volunteer fan. Grew up, still live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So chances are if you see me out and about and I'm not wearing a suit, I'm probably wearing something orange. It says Go Vols on it. So with that being said, Go Vols. Second thing you might not know about me is I used to be in the funeral industry. I owned a funeral transport company, and I transported for funeral homes all across East Tennessee, Georgia. Been all over the nation doing that. And a lot of people don't know that, and when they find out, kind of piques their interest a little bit. So if that's you, you want to talk to me about it, I'd love to. Just come on up to the table. We'll talk about it all night long. Third thing that you may or may not know about me is I love this nation. I love America. I love the flag and what it stands for. If you don't see me in orange, you're probably going to see me in something patriotic. A shirt with an American flag or a hat that says America on it. Very patriotic. Like I said, I love this country. I love the fact that I get to live in it. So I hope that sheds a little light on to Brandon Berry. Come out and see the Down East Boys. God bless you, and we love you.
Fun facts with Brandon Berry. Who balls? Here are the Down East Boys with Something to Shout About at number 13.
Have you heard salvation's story written for you and me?
Jesus, God's only Son, died for sin at Calvary.
He was laid in a garden tomb, and in 3 days, death was defeated when he conquered the grave. That's something to shout about.
Glory, hallelujah, he set us free.
something to shout about, the Down East Boys at number 13. More of the countdown in just a moment, plus our Southern Gospel headlines of the week.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. We'll have our Southern Gospel headlines in just a few minutes. At number 12 on the singing news chart, Tim Livingston climbs up with a single from his album, The Journey. Here he is with More Than You Know.
We've all had a trial we thought would never end. I faced a lonely valley, forsaken by a friend. My story may be different, the roads are not the same, but God keeps working miracles time and time again. More than you know, more than I can tell. Even though I've tried and tried, the words just seem to fail. How can I describe what I cannot comprehend? His overwhelming, so amazing grace that never ends. Us so more than you know. He saved me from so much I didn't even see. I don't know the half of all he's done for me. There's no way I can explain or make you understand, but God has been so faithful to this undeserving man. More than you know, more than I can tell. Even though I've tried and tried, the words just seem to fail. How can I describe what I can't. I can tell. Even though I've tried and tried, the words just seem to fail. How can I describe what I cannot comprehend? His overwhelming, so amazing grace that never ends. His overwhelming, so amazing grace that never ends. He loves us.
That's Tim Livingston at number 12. And now for the Southern Gospel headlines of the week. After many weeks of prayer, discussion, and seeking God's direction for his future, John Epley informed Greater Vision last week that he would be leaving his position with the group. Gerald Wolf says, Rodney Griffin, Chris Allman, and I fully support John's decision, and we join him in believing God has a great plan for his life in the days and years ahead. He is like family to us and always will be. We know his multiple talents and abilities will open many doors of opportunity for him. We ask that you join us in praying for God's clear direction for John. John will tour with Greater Vision through the end of February. Gerald, Rodney, and Chris will begin the search for someone to fill the baritone position. The Kingdom Bears have some news that might come as a surprise to fans. Dennis Murphy explains.
Hey, I want to take a brief moment and shed a little light on our future plans at Dollywood as we begin our 40th consecutive year at the park, beginning March 14th. It'll be a completely different year for us as we'll be absent from Dollywood from June 7th through the better part of July. But listen, we're taking advantage of this situation by booking a limited summer tour, which will be taking us to places we've been unable to visit for quite some time, especially up north, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Ojai. Used to be a regular thing for us until our winter tour was limited to only 6 weeks. If you are interested in checking our availability, please contact me via email at dennis@kingdomairs.com.
That's Dennis Murphy of the Kingdom Airs. Singing News is searching for new up-and-coming Southern Gospel artists. Rick Francis of Singing News gives us some of the details.
It's been many years since we have had a talent search, but we are launching a talent search for 2025, and I want you to know all about it. You can go to singingnews.com/talent search, and all the information is there. You can submit your videos online, and the first phase of this talent search is going to be done online, but the final phase will be done at Jackson Sings the Gospel on July the 12th, Jackson, Tennessee, where there'll be a live competition. Be sure to learn all about this by going to singingnews.com/talent search.
Learn more and submit your entry at singingnews.com/talent search. And maybe we'll see you in Jackson, Tennessee this summer. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Back to the countdown, the number 11 song comes from the Steels and their album Be the Reason, On the King's Shoulders.
Each burden has a resting place. Every heartache has a home. Where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders. Every sin and addiction, or if you have an affliction, if it's depression you face, he can bear the weight. Each burden has a resting place. Every heartache has a home. Where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders. If a storm has surprised you,
there's someone walking beside you. He has power in his hand, and he will help you stand.
Each burden has a resting place, every heartache has a home, where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders.
Now if you're feeling too broken,
broken,
these are the words he has spoken.
Spoken.
He will make all things brand new,
and he will carry you. Has a resting place, every heartache has a home, where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulder. A resting place, every heartache has a home, where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders.
At number 11, the Steels with On the King's Shoulders. And that'll wrap things up for the bottom half of the countdown. But there's still more to come. We'll make the transition into the top 10 in hour 2 when the Gospel Greats continues.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9. I'm Bo Hendricks with you, hoping you're having yourself a great Sunday, a great start to the day, where it should be warming up to be a pretty nice day. Expect to see highs in the lower 40s, mostly cloudy, maybe some possible flurries early on, but sunshine by the afternoon.
Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour 2 of the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom. Coming up, we'll dive into the top 10 songs in Southern Gospel.
And we want to see people change. We want to see people's lives changed. And one of the greatest things we hear so often is the anointing of the music.
Plus, we'll be debuting a new radio single from Gordon Mote.
And this song gets great response in our concerts.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour 2 of the Gospel Greats. The highest debuting song in the top 20 comes from the Booth Brothers. At number 10, Keep Turning Your Eyes on Jesus.
Keep
coming to. Everything is gone crazy, say they don't know what to do. All I know to tell them is the truth that I found. When the problems start to get you down, keep on turning your eyes on Jesus, looking full in His wonderful face. Just keep turning your eyes on Jesus, let the things of the world fade away. Well, I used to worry about what I couldn't change, and no matter the question, well, the answer was the same. I know it sounds simple, but I think you will find the only way to leave your troubles behind. Keep on turning your eyes on Jesus, looking full in His wonderful face. Just keep turning your eyes on Jesus, let the things of the world fade away. No more looking back at what's in the past. There's a hope that lies before us when we're focused on Him, and everything else will grow strangely dim.